Record power demand on Jack Callahan, Fox News. In California Tuesday, the sixth day of a massive heat wave, the agency that oversees the state's power grid had warned residents late Tuesday afternoon to reduce their power usage or there would be rolling blackouts. That alert has now been lifted without forced outages. Governor Gavin Newsom thankful.
Californians, you've rallied before and we can do it again. Keep it up.
The extreme heat isn't forecast to break until Thursday night. No indication yet from the Justice Department whether the federal government will appeal the appointment of an independent third party to oversee the evidence seized in the raid on former President Trump's home.
Many have applauded the appointment of a special master to review the documents seized from Mar-a-Lago, calling it a common sense way to help assure the public that the DOJ investigation is fair and transparent. But legal experts also say the decision is somewhat baffling because it tends to muddy the water. They believe a special master should only be used to protect attorney-client privilege and not to weed out documents covered under executive privilege. The DOJ can certainly appeal the ruling, which would then come before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and of the 11 judges on that court, six were appointed by former President Trump.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to the former president, bracing for an indictment in New York State, saying in a statement it is the partisan political weaponization of the criminal justice system. The Washington Post, quoting sources, is saying the indictment expected Thursday will allege fraud in fundraising for a group called We Build the Wall. In Massachusetts, Trump-backed former state lawmaker Jeff Deal has won the GOP primary to run for governor. Democrats picking Attorney General Maura Healey as their candidate. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has told CBS News she will not run for president ever again. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
First-degree murder charges have been filed against the man accused of abducting a Memphis school teacher.
A devastating outcome for the family and friends of 34-year-old Eliza Fletcher, a wife, mother of two, and granddaughter of a prominent businessman, found dead Monday behind an abandoned home in Memphis. Investigators say surveillance video captured a man running aggressively toward Fletcher before she was forced into a black GMC Terrain while she was out on an early morning run near the University of Memphis last Friday. 38-year-old Cleotha Abston Henderson, a career felon, was arrested Saturday by U.S. Marshals after investigators were able to match his DNA to a pair of sandals found near the scene. He made his first court appearance Tuesday on multiple charges, including kidnapping and tampering with evidence.
Fox's Laura Ingle. In Canada, the search for a second suspect in the weekend stabbing deaths of 10 people continues. The U.N. Atomic Watchdog Agency is urging Russia and Ukraine to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, fearing the fighting could trigger a catastrophe in the country that's still haunted by the Chernobyl disaster. The UN group is calling for an immediate end to shelling in the area. A prominent electronic cigarette maker has settled an investigation by several states into its marketing practices.
Juul Labs has agreed to pay nearly $440 million to settle a probe by 33 states that found it used launch parties, product giveaways, and social media campaigns to market e-cigarettes to teenagers. The FDA blames Juul's high nicotine vaping products for what it calls an epidemic of underage vaping among teens. The company in a statement saying the deal is a significant step toward resolving past issues and that it remains committed to combating underage use. The settlement isn't the end of Juul's legal troubles. The company still faces 9 lawsuits from other states and hundreds of individual claims.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.